to the Mind Magazine podcast, where we talk about everything from pop culture, fashion, and everything Atlanta. I'm the editor-in-chief and your host, Amani Sams. I just want to give everyone a virtual hug for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. In this episode, we'll be talking about Megan Thee Stallion and her legal issues with her record label and Carl Crawford. If you're interested in this topic, make sure to keep on listening and also share this with a friend. Let's get into it. Megan Thee Stallion, aka Tina Snow, aka the H-Town Hottie, is going through label drama with her label 1501 Certified Entertainment, which is owned by retired baseball player Carl Crawford and his business partner T. Ferris. Apparently, Megan went on Instagram Live a few weeks ago and she let her fans know what was going on and why she couldn't drop any more music. And of course, this information went viral. But if you didn't know, 1501 Entertainment is an independent label in Houston. And Megan joined the label in 2018 when she was about 20 years old, and she became the label's first breakout artist. Apparently, you know, she was already popping when she signed to that independent label, but they didn't have to do that much artist development because she was already well known in Houston. So she wanted to renegotiate her contract after some Roc Nation lawyers talked to her about the contract and pointed out to her some of the things they thought weren't fair to her. Carl wouldn't allow it unless it benefited him as well. And so Crawford claims that Megan sent her lawyers after him and that they threatened to sue him if he didn't renegotiate the contract. They couldn't reach an agreement, so Carl halted all of her music and put it all on hold. And this was Megan's Instagram Live. Let's take a listen.
No. I am signed to Roc Nation. I am independent. Label. Okay? Independent. That means it ain't no major label. That means that the shit that y'all be seeing me doing is happening because I am an independent bitch that do independent shit. I wake up and I say, hey, I want to do this today. Hey. I want to do this today. Hey. I want to drop this today. And usually, I can do that. So I'll let all these covers and the motherfucking charts and all that shit, that ain't because I had no help. That ain't from no push. That ain't from no money. All that radio, I be doing all the performances I'm supposed to do. I be motherfucking doing everything that I do. Cause I wanna do it, cause I'm independent. I signed to an independent label, okay? So I just want y'all to keep up with that. Keep up with that. Independent, nobody helping. The label, the first label that I'm signed to, both my labels is independent labels. Y'all on there, y'all with me. Independent. Ain't nothing, all that big label shit, all that shit you see them artists doing, I'm right there rolling with them. But I'm on an independent label. But I got all the freedom to do what I be wanting to do. All right? Now, let's talk about where it started going wrong. No, Roc Nation is my management. I'm not signed to Roc Nation as a label. So, just one more time, because I see some new people asking new questions. I'm signed to two independent labels. And I do what I want to do. They following the Megan Thee Stallion train. Me and my mama built that shit from the ground up. I was doing ciphers. This earring just don't want to be on. I was doing ciphers. I was freestyling in front of the car, in front of my house. I was rapping in front of anybody who was gonna listen to me rap. Okay? I was just rapping because I like to rap. rapping because I want to rap. This is what I like to do. I ain't wake up one day and be like, I'm a rapper. No, I've been rapping for a long time. Been wanting to be a rapper. This is my passion. I feel very strongly about it. So, me and my mama used to answer all my emails. My mama was my manager. My mama was my rock. My mama was everything. It was just me and my mama rolling around this hoe, doing Megan Thee Stallion shit. So then we met T. Ferris. And T. Ferris was like, okay, I have this label and I really want you to sign to it. It's an independent label. We just starting up. Me and my mama love T. Ferris. Boom. Signed to 1501. Signed to 1501. Now, 1501 had a bunch of artists. A bunch of niggas on the label. What? Places, like, because I was still uploading shit like CD Baby even when I was on 1501. So I mean, I'm still on 1501, but even when I first started on 1501, I was still putting shit out through like little BDS distributors. So when I got with 300, it just happened to go to like a bigger scale. So point blank period, now on this day I want to tell y'all that 1501 trying to tell me I can't put out no music. Shit. And it's real crazy because all I did was ask to renegotiate my contract. Then it became a big old thing. When I signed, I didn't really know what was in my contract. I was young. I think I was like 20. And I didn't know everything that was in that contract. So when I got with Roc Nation, I got real management. I got real lawyers. And they was like, do you know that this is in your contract? And I was like, oh, damn, that's crazy. No, I didn't know. So I'm not mad at 1501. I wasn't upset because I'm thinking in my head, oh, well, everybody cool. We all family. It's cool. It's nice. Let me just ask them niggas to renegotiate my contract. Soon as I said, I want to renegotiate my contract, everything went left. Like, it just all went bad. It all went left. So now they're telling the bitch that she can't drop no music. It's really just like a greedy game. Like, it's really just real greedy. Wasn't trying to lead a label. Wasn't trying to not give nobody money that they feel like they entitled to. I just want to renegotiate some shit. I'm not a greedy person. I'm not a person that like confrontation. I'm not a person that's a bitch. Like, I work with everybody, and I'm nice, and I'm real family-oriented. But niggas gonna be niggas, and they gonna be greedy, and they gonna be shady. And I see the shit that people be, that, you know, that can't be saying about me, and I'll be like, damn, well, since you got so much to say, why you just won't tell them? Why you mad? You mad because I don't want to roll over and bow down like a little bitch, and you don't want to renegotiate my contract. Niggas be like, oh, yeah, they made Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion was Megan Thee Stallion before I even got over there.
The lawsuit specifically says that 1501 Certified Entertainment gets 60% of Megan's recording income. The remaining 40% goes to her, but she has to use that to pay engineers, mixers, and future artists who work on her songs. Megan also says her live gigs currently benefit the label more than her. According to the suit, the contract calls for all money for Megan's touring and live performances to be paid directly to 1501 Certified Entertainment. She says the label is supposed to give her a proper accounting of what she's owed, but claims what they've provided is incomplete and vague. She's suing Carl and 1501 Certified Entertainment for at least $1 million in damages. Carl Crawford took to Instagram to let his voice be heard loud and clear. He captioned a photo stating, at a time when loyalty is at an all-time low, it's nice to be linked with Jay Prince, who is steady teaching me how to move in this cutthroat industry. And I know that terrifies some, especially those that double-cross me. So, in addition to Megan Thee Stallion getting the lawsuit jump-started, she also received a temporary restraining order against the label and Carl, and was able to proceed with the release of her new music without the label defaming her. She recently released her new EP entitled Sugar on Spotify. This is what she had to say.
The inspiration for this project is just to let people know that I'm not perfect, and I've never claimed to be perfect, and I just want everybody to strive to be the best person that they can be and not what they think everybody wants them to be. And Sugar is just, you know, me introducing one of my new many personalities that's going on inside my head. What's up, it's Megan Thee Stallion, aka Young Tina Snow, and right now you can look at my new project, Sugar, on Spotify.
After Megan released her new music, she released a statement also, stating, I'm extremely pleased that 1501 and Carl Crawford were denied the request to dissolve the court order and try to stop my music from being released. I will proceed with the release of Sugar.
To be clear, I will stand up for myself and won't allow two men to bully me. This has nothing to do with anyone else, including Jay-Z. Stop deflecting and trying to make this a publicity stunt. I want my rights. So, aside from her releasing Sugar, she also is getting ready to release her debut album. It doesn't have a name yet, but in her cover with Rolling Stone, in the interview, she stated that she wanted to release it in May because her mother's birthday is May the 2nd. So, we wish Megan the best of luck in this situation. We know that this is hard. It's hard for any artist dealing with legal issues, especially with their representation, their label. So, we wish her the best of luck. We hope that this is a lesson for everyone. Everybody that wants to be an artist, just know that you need lawyers when signing contracts, especially if you're young. We know people take advantage of people that aren't familiar with business deals, especially young people. So make sure you guys read your contracts out there, up and down, top to bottom, cross every T and dot every I, and make sure that you know what you're signing and what you're getting into. That concludes this episode of the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for all your continued support. For more news like this, make sure to check the show notes down below and follow us on Instagram at @Amon_mag and on Twitter at @Amon_magazine. And how about you guys tweet us and let us know what you think about the new renovated website, AmonMagazine.com.